Bill Richardson is an aquatic ecologist working with a team on the research. He says preliminary findings show flooding along the upper Mississippi River loads up the backwaters with nitrogen and phosphorus from sources like farm runoff. He says water bacteria are able to remove the nitrogen, but the phosphorus remains and attaches to sediments. Richardson says this can create conditions for blue-green algae to form.
They can be toxic to fish and other things. They also tend to have low concentrations of fat, the good fats that make healthy food webs.
Richardson says fish and other animals need those fats to properly function. He says early data indicates that an imbalance between nitrogen and phosphorus concentrations during the late summer months may be affecting the health of organisms that depend on algae for food.
Studies have shown that fish with low concentrations of these fats in their tissues tend to have lower reproduction, lower overwinter survival, and poor ability to capture prey.
Richardson says their research on bluegill fish and zebra mussels in upper Mississippi backwaters shows they have lower concentrations of good fats. He says one way to help would be to connect these waterways with the river by putting culverts through dikes. Richardson says that may increase water flows and lessen phosphorus concentrations. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.